Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We exalt you, O Lord. We bless you. You are God and you are God forevermore. You are God from beginning to the end. We exalt you, O Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness, O Lord. We exalt you. Father, we honor your name. Lord, be thou exalted, Lord. We worship you for your mercy, for your love, O God. Your mercy that is inexhaustible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. And Father, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. I want you to thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy over your life. He is God, is God forevermore. I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day as you step out today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare today your idea of blessing for me. I stand on his word. I declare that I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy all the benefits of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I enjoy the constant flow of God's provision. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, my going out is blessed and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profits. I make profits this day in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I declare that your blessing is upon my life. Your grace is upon my days. In the name of Jesus, I declare today no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that any weapon put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I silence every noise of evil, every noise of accident. I silence every demonic expression over my life. In the name of Jesus, today I declare that the word of the Lord is exalted upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that surely his goodness and his mercy follows me all the days of my life. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon me. O heaven of mercy reigns upon me. The blessing, the shower, and the dew is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. For the eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Truly, I am blessed of the Lord. I am blessed by the Lord. Oh, I am the one that the Lord has shown favor. For the favor of the Lord is upon me. For the favor of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my labor is not in foolishness. I will not labor for another man to harvest. In the name of Jesus, I labor under the favor of the Lord. My labor is unto harvest. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. The Lord anoints me with his grace today. The Lord set my feet upon my high places and I walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord will not shut me up into the hands of the wicked. Oh, but the Lord set my feet in a large place of glory. In the name of Jesus, I declare, in the name of Jesus, any gathering that is not of God concerning me, they are scattered. Oh, surely they will gather, but it is not by me. Whoever gathers against me will be scattered for my sake. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the wicked will not stand over me. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the tokens of the wicked, the tokens of the evil one over me is frustrated. Their plan will not stand. I take prophetic stand over this day. My gate of blessing is opened. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed by the Lord. Oh, the Lord opened the floodgate of his blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will partake of the mercy of his presence all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. But today, by his grace, I want us to take a step further in understanding the word of the Lord, keeping in mind that our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. I want to believe by now this portion of the scripture should be sealed deep, should be driven deep into your heart, into your mind. John chapter 8 verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So like I said today, I want us to take another step further in understanding the word of God, for you to know the mind of God, to know the will of God for you to have continuous access to the mind of God, for you to have an unstoppable hearing of the voice of God. Then you have to move from just reading the scripture. I need you to listen to me carefully. You have to graduate from just reading the scripture to the level of meditating on the word of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate. I need you to underline that in your Bible. Meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do. Meditation, observation, meditation, observe to do. By the time you meditate, you are able to assess the mind of God. You listen to the voice of God. Then you do that which God has revealed unto you, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I want you to understand this morning that the key that the Lord gave to Joshua, the key to the blessing and the backing that God promised to Joshua, that key is meditation. It's for him to meditate on the book of law, to meditate on the scripture. Now, listen to me, dearly beloved, this morning. Meditation is key in understanding the mind of God, in understanding the word of God. Meditation is important. Meditation means you allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on you, to breathe on the word that you have read. You allow the Holy Spirit to walk on what you have read. You allow the Holy Spirit to walk you through the scripture. Meditation is you opening yourself to the possibilities that is in the scripture. You have taken a pause from reading. Probably there is a particular verse that struck out for you. You are staying on that particular verse. Align the Holy Spirit to speak to you. You align God to expand this world in you. I want you to hold down these three points about meditation. Meditation involves three important things. Number one is you shutting the word out. That means you are closing the door to the noise around you. You are shutting the word out. You have decided that in this space of this time, in this space of this time, I'm closing the door to the noise around me, and I want to focus on the scripture. You cannot be browsing through the internet and be meditating. It's not possible. You cannot be going through your social media, or you are watching one particular episode or that, and you still be meditating. No, it is you shutting the word out and focusing on God, focusing on the word of the Lord. The second thing that meditation involves is you opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit to walk you through the scripture. You are opening yourself up to God, opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit to walk you through the scripture, for him to walk you through that particular portion of the scripture. See, For you to be able to trap the life that is in the scripture, you need to open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, because every verse of the scripture has the life that it carries. And it is in the process of meditation that the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the life that is inside that particular scripture. So the second thing, like I said, is opening yourself to the Holy Spirit to allow Him walk you through the scripture. Number three, the third thing that meditation involves is you focusing your attention only on the word of the Lord. You focus your undivided attention to the word of the Lord. That is the third thing about meditation. Meditation is between you and God. Your undivided attention on the word of the Lord. Your spirit is ready to receive every signal that is going to come from the Holy Spirit concerning that particular scripture. I said this just some few minutes ago, that you allow the Holy Spirit to walk you through the scripture so that you'll be able to see the life that in the scripture. Let me tell you something. When you have time to meditate, there is a word that is designed for you in that particular verse that you are reading, that even when you try to share it to people, they might not see it, because to them it is not life, but to you it is life that the Holy Spirit have shown you in that scripture. So it is important for you to graduate from the level of just reading the scripture to the level of meditating, studying and meditating the word of the Lord. Dearly beloved, do you need guidance? Do you need direction? Then you must get ready to meditate on the word of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Joshua that his success and prosperity as a leader, as the leader of his people, is only guaranteed only if he takes time to meditate on the word. When he takes time out to meditate on the word, when he glues himself to the word of the Lord, meditation is you engrafting, driving the word of God into your heart, making the word to be part of your life. I know there are scriptures, there are passages of the scripture that you know by mind, but you need to seal them into your heart by meditating on it. It gets sealed into your heart. And let me share this testimony with you. Some years ago, I think it will be about 15 years now, I have been reading the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I've been reading that scripture for a long time, but not until when I took time to meditate on this portion of the scripture, then I saw the life that is right there in me. And since then, that 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 has been engraved into my heart, because I knew the life that I caught in that particular verse of the scripture. And do you know what? Every time I go through this portion of the scripture in meditation, the life continues to flow. I begin to get more revelation, more meaning, more insight into this particular word of the Lord. I'm going to stop here today because of time and space. But before I round up, let me say this. Casual reading of the scripture is not meditation. It's not meditating. You have to grow from the level of reading the scripture casually. You have to meditate on the word of the Lord. Meditation is you internalizing the scripture, slowing down to ponder by the help of the Holy Spirit on that particular portion of the scripture. You are chewing gradually, not that you are in a rush to just eat. You are chewing gradually, slowly, digesting the word of the Lord. You are savoring. It's just that when you want to eat, you want to feel the taste, not just by just gulping everything down, but you, as you are eating the food, you are savoring it. You are chewing it slowly so you can savor the sweet odor that is coming from it. Such is meditation. You are savoring the word of God to gain maximum understanding through the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to close with this verse, Psalm 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. I want to encourage you, dearly beloved, meditate on the word of the Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, I bless you this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you, your household, your career, your business, where you walk, the gracious hand of the Lord rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.